Blog Talk Radio.
Try to not catch them taxing, call me Uncle Sam.
I got my game from my uncle's mane. My daddy ain't shit, should've had my uncle's name.
Yeah.
I keep my money in a rubber band. Drought or not, I fetch them tax and call me Uncle Sam.
Real talk, man.
Welcome to the stage. I am your host.
Hello? Yes, sir. And I'm your co-host, Sir the Star. Thursday, what's happening, huh?
School, man, a lot of things going on, man. Still, trying to come off that mixtape, huh? Still riding on it.
Word. Shit is lit. If you ain't got the mixtape yet, That Fifth, The Stage, if you're having a problem with it, you can log into my Facebook or The Stage Facebook. Find the links there. You dig what I'm saying? You need that.
So how you doing today, man?
I'm cooling, man. Good day. You know what I'm saying? Staying all the way out the way. You?
I'm having a good day, man. I don't know. I feel like I'm going blind, man.
Can't see?
My eyesight ain't like it used to be, man. So,
at least your hearing still good.
You're right.
at least your hearing still good.
Right. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't worry about it too much if I was you.
I'm a little nervous. I never been blind before.
Just wipe off your fucking glasses, man. You'll be all right.
Wipe off my glasses.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Hold on, let me see. Oh, what I can see.
See? Told you.
You
fucking told you, man. Fucking told you. See? That's what happens. Sometimes we just got to stick together, you dig?
Yes. Clearly, man. Yeah. We got nothing new to do.
Right. How you doing?
Are you eating something?
Huh?
What is that?
You eating something?
Right.
You always make a noise.
I'm sorry. Gummy bears, man.
Is it hard-boiled gummy bears?
Yes, they are. I'm biting up all the heads. I'm putting the bodies back in the bag for later.
Something's wrong with you, buddy.
No. Just turn up.
Whoever smells it is going to be mad as fuck.
It's Throwback Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know we're doing Throwback Thursdays. We hit y'all with the topic. Then we play some joints that we played season one for about an hour. Then we get into, listen, if the link fuck up at 9:30, we're trying to get another link because this shit is stupid. Blog Talk did some dumb shit tonight. So I don't know if it's going to stop at 9:30. But if it stops, another link will be posted. You can still call in 646-787-8054. Get the same show. If you click in the link, look for the next link. My page, Lovely Me page, and the Star page, Nikki page, it's all over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's got to be on that. It'll be on our page. But how you feeling today, Lovely Me?
I am doing well. Yesterday was a very shitty day, but today is a great day. How about you guys?
Well, I'm cooling. I mean, I'm sorry that you had a bad day yesterday.
It wasn't really a bad day. It was just a series of unfortunate events.
Well,
it's all right.
I'm trying to have
from my uncle's name. I like that uncle name song, yo. That did that.
He said what?
You like that? You like that uncle name class?
I like that. That shit came right there rocking. I was rocking. Until I heard about the lane. Fuck me up, man, for a second. But I was rocking like, yeah, stuff.
They caught me off guard. I was like, who is that nigga? They caught me off guard, and I was like, oh, that's me.
Who's that nigga? Oh.
Shit, me.
Yeah, we gonna get into Casper.
I just wanted to congratulate you and Nikki and the rest of the people who participated in the season one mixtape, man. It's worth having. It's a go get, man. It's turn your whole day around with that shit, I promise.
Congratulations to the stage, man. To God be the glory.
Congratulations, yes. Y'all ain't doing it.
Congratulations to the stage. Won't he do it? That's like a milestone, yo. It's like your first kid, you know? It's like your first kid. So shout out to the stage for pushing out one of the dopest mixtapes in 2018. 2019 is going to be reckless for the stage. We got a lot of big shit coming up. We about to work on an album. The album release starting February 2nd. Going to be crazy. Everybody going to be fresh in the building. Lovely me being in the building.
Show will.
Stop in the building. Kicking
shit.
Yes. Come on, tell me. Let's go into this Casper. Beastie. QDH. That guy, let's go.
You can catch me on my feet.
What's good, y'all?
What up?
Yo, check my Facebook.
On track, bro.
check my Facebook. I posted the updated link just in case that 9,000 posts at the beginning. Facebook, put that up. Okay. All right, shit.
Yeah, why are you going in and out like that?
I was about to say, is that my phone, or are you hitting the mute button every few seconds?
That well, maybe it's that link.
No, you good now?
Maybe it's that link. I'm good.
I'm
still good.
Listen, yeah, you still good. Listen, topic of the night. Right? Comes from last night. The ladies had a topic last night. Hall pass. You know, I thought about it. Can a long distance relationship work?
Lord. How long is the distance?
Can you get to him right now?
How long is the distance?
I'm talking about, you know, next state.
I don't know. I mean, it's different. I guess it depends on the circumstances. Like, was y'all dating for a while before the distance happened? How old are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would prefer not to do a long distance thing, but I'm not saying
no.
I wouldn't be able to make it work.
But like the ladies we talked about last night, if you have a long distance relationship, do you get a person you with a hall pass?
No, do we not know? What the fuck? No, I don't condone cheating, period. No. Nigga, you better learn how to get on Skype. We better be having phone sex every day. I'm sending nasty pictures. Hopefully you're not too far away. I'm going to hop on that road every once in a while. No, I don't know. You ain't get no fucking hall pass.
To cheat is to not know. So if you give somebody a hall pass, they're not cheating because you know what they're doing.
I ain't giving no fucking hall pass, Bo. Why you
aggressive?
No. Whatever. I ain't giving no fucking hall pass. No. No.
So,
hopefully,
so
I got some bread, and that nigga want to smash. I'm on the way. Fuck.
I'm on my way. Funny, what you
right.
Sonny
went long distance on that ass, and he gone.
Right.
Yo.
There you go. Yo, so what do you think a long-distance relationship could work?
I mean, I've fucked around like that. It'd be cool until the physical part start to kick in. You know what I mean? I used to have a young lady who would hop on the road, you know what I'm saying? Drive a few hours, and we'd kick it a couple of days, and she'd leave until I was able. But you got to have a real strong will as a person, you know what I'm saying? Especially
right.
if you used to be intimate and physical with that person, and then you separate, you know, you still got to feed that monster, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, so do you give them a hall pass?
I believe, not in a long-distance relationship. If you can't hold it out, then you need to just let go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's too far to be playing with somebody's feelings. You deal what I'm saying? If I can't pull up on you and beat you up for fucking up. If I can't pull up on you and beat you up for fucking up, I can't be with you.
Oh, Lord, no, we don't. Wait, we don't agree. Wait.
Me, no, I ain't talking about physically, but you know what I'm saying? If I can't get to you when I want to, it's a problem.
Okay, yeah.
It becomes a problem, you know?
Right.
No hard pass for me on that.
The nasty pictures ain't working no more, and you too far away, and you ain't trying
but
to make that clear?
At the same time, you know, at the same time, niggas might be having, females too, having shit to go on that don't never get back to the table, you know?
Oh, God. So if she call you and, like, lovely say, you want your way so she don't have to cheat?
Yeah, if I'm capable of getting there, I'm probably going to be there before I get a chance to ask her, is it cool? You know what I mean? All right, babe,
hey,
two cold showers in a row. I'm on the way.
Yo, I agree, man. If I could pull up, bet I'm on my way. Set it a star. This is the stage. Bet I'm on my way. Every time I'm coming. Let it go.
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey, shit.
Okay. Y'all already know.
Let's go.
Play that shit. Play that shit.
The stage. Alright, let's get it. Yeah.
Johnny. Bet I'm on my way. Every time my phone rings. Yeah, I'm coming.
All dudes, you know, and
okay,
yeah, Yo, so, can a long relationship, can a long distance relationship work?
No, I don't think it will, because you never know what the other party's doing. You know what I'm saying? And like y'all miles and miles away, then, you know what I'm saying, it could be a whole lot of lives, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of lives telling within the whole scenario. So, no, really, in person, in general, no, I don't think it will, you know what I'm saying, will work.
Yeah, but killer, once a person leave the house, you really don't know what they're doing. They could tell you they're going to work, and they're going to work at the porn station. You never know.
True that. True that. I don't know, man. Just that, you know, the long distance relationship. I mean, long distance. So, you know, nah, you know, not going to pass on that, you know.
I know. Would you give him a hall pass?
No, I would not give him a pass neither. No. Because, I mean, it's like you got to be around me. Like I almost can be able to smell you. And if I can't smell you, then I know you're far distant. Be able to trust
Lovely me saying, she ain't giving no
whole passes,
bro.
Hell no, bro. Like he said, I gotta be able to smell you. Oh my God, I can smell a nigga now.
Okay. True that. Tell you.
That sense of smell will do something to you. I swear to God.
I heard a story about a young lady who loved a man, right? So much, she smelled him from miles away.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's real. That's real. Maybe she ain't smell him from miles away, but something hit that nose and she made her think of that ass. And I'm on the phone right after that, baby. What you doing? Where you at? I'm on the way. Damn right. Fuck all that.
Tell a God,
you
like that Sun Star,
bet
I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah, man. Salute to Sun Star, man. Hey, man, I saw that, man. It number one, homie. Number one, salute.
Sun Star?
He's still eating the heads off the gummy bears.
Yo, the gummy bears got to be twisted.
Is them Harbor, man. Them the originals, man. Them that got them gummy bears. He gone. He going off them gummies.
And also, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m.
Hold on.
Okay.
If this line, this line might cut off in a few seconds, call back 646-787-8054 and 5 minutes. We'll be back because the link is dumb. And it's dumb, but the show ain't over. If you can't click the link, call in 646-787-8054. We'll be back. We got Killer Kyle in the building.
Hey.
We got Killer Star in the building. Well, Killer Star stoned. We got Lovely in the building.
Yes.
Like I said, this guy's going to cut off. I don't know what happened. These people are fucking dumb. But we're going to come back. And we're going to get it together. Hey, shit, I don't know. It's still going. So we're still going. This is Stage Radio. Season 1 mixtape. Go cop that piff. Go get it. Matter of fact, why you waiting for us to come back? Go cop that. Season 1 mixtape. That piff. It's free. You ain't even got a copy. Just download it. It's fire. Anybody own it? 2 6. Stand that. Call back 646-787-8054. 646. Call back. 5 minutes. Now, it's